Watch, Marcellus Wiley blasts billionaire LeBron James for saying the system is broken. By Warner Todd Houston on April 25, 2021. FS1's Marcellus Wiley ripped LeBron James for his attacks on America's broken system while pointing out the same system allowed James to become a billionaire. The Fox Sports 1 analyst and one-time All-Pro NFL defensive end spoke out to condemn James after the LA Lakers star tweeted and then deleted an attack on an Ohio police officer with the caption "You're next." The Speak for Yourself analyst began by criticizing James for jumping to judgment on the police-involved shooting of Makia Bryant in Columbus, Ohio. "Who in the hell is looking at this situation any different?" Wiley said of the Ohio shooting. "The cop has an impossible choice, which is to save a life. I'm going to have to take a life. And it's just that simple. Like, I get where we want to say, but this happened over here, but that ain't this. I'm talking about right here." Wiley also scoffed at James for his later tweet, lamenting that people were using his attack on the police as a way to create more hate. After James took down his tweet on the tail of an avalanche of criticism, James complained that people were using his tweet, saying, "I took the tweet down because it's being used to create more hate. This isn't about one officer. It's about the entire system, and they always use our words to create more racism." But Wiley found this to be absurd. LeBron James in this tweet, what does he say? "Oh man, the system. The system? The same system that is so broken that it allowed you to become a billionaire and never get arrested in it," Wiley said. "But the system is broken? Are you speaking for other people? We have enough people out here telling us what not to do, what goes wrong. How about somebody who has made it? Single parent? LeBron James, what, he went to 10 different homes moving around Ohio his entire childhood. I would love to hear that story of how you became LeBron James against all odds. Instead of always professing the odds are against all people," Wiley added. Wiley also said that he was sad that people know the names of victims before knowing the names of people in other sectors of life. He said, "They're going to know victims' names before they know professors' names and wise scholars like Thomas Sowell." Wiley also accused Black Lives Matter activists of refusing to talk about the real death toll. 7,500 homicides to black people every single year, Wiley said. "This number of dead Americans never gets the discussion it deserves because the people with a influential platform s are not highlighting that." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.